There was no comment from the authorities on numbers, but this looks to have been the largest protest since last September's huge rallies, which were followed by a government U-turn on one controversial tax policy. At the Lisbon demonstration, the wide range of slogans and homemade placards would seem to indicate this remains a disparate movement driven by anger.
I am here to protest against this government, which is determined to pay a debt that isn't ours. It is criminal and illegal. It is forcing us to feed on bread and water and forcing us to pay a debt which is created by corrupt politicians and bankers, and it has no interest in the working class.
For many, the fact that the government has got it wrong on the economy and even the deficit, the whole aim of the spending cuts and tax rises that are causing all the pain, makes them fear still more for the future.
I am here to fight for the future of my two daughters. Things are very complicated at this time.
International officials are currently in Lisbon reviewing Portugal's bailout progress. Saturday's protesters not only demanded that they leave, but that the government resign and that Portugal's debt be renegotiated to give its economy a chance to grow again.